Hey, it's Hillary with Lady Antebellum.
Hillary, you called yourself? I was expecting somebody to say, oh, please hold for Hillary.
No, it's all me.
It's you. I'm so happy to talk to you. There is so much to talk about.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
First and foremost, we're really looking forward to you and Darius and Russell Dickerson all coming to the Xfinity Center this Saturday.
Oh, we are so excited. I mean, this is no joke, not blowing smoke. Like, Boston is always a highlight on every tour stop, every tour we've ever had. We always look back and just feel like, y'all just bring it. Oh, my gosh. Like, the fans, the crowds, the energy, it's so much fun. And so we can't wait to get back. We can't believe it's this weekend. Like, come on.
We are super pumped. I feel like we've been talking about your show forever. And we are known for being loud here in Boston, or passionate maybe is a better way to say it.
You yell with conviction.
Exactly. Yeah. Our reputation precedes us.
Absolutely.
But last year, when you guys headlined our festival at the same venue, Xfinity Center, you had just announced that you were pregnant with twins. And look at you now. You got a house full of girls.
We do. My poor husband has way too much estrogen than any man should have to live with. But no, it's amazing. You know, we're finding our way into the new normal and enjoying, you know, every step. I mean, the babies are so much fun. Every day there's something new. You know, they'll be 8 months old at the end of the month. It's blown by. I mean, it's been the fastest 8 months of my entire life. My oldest daughter, Isley, is a dream. Just, she is an incredible big sister, and to be able to all be on the road, you know, they come out about half the time.
Yeah.
It's made for really fun weekends when they are out, just getting to be together as a family and watching Isley. Honestly, she's so in love with Russell Dickerson. Like, I'm almost, like, if he wasn't such an incredible guy, I would be a little concerned. I'm like, he is so worthy of being a girl's first crush because he's just such a sweetheart and he's such a good dude. But it's so fun. She like watches literally every second of his show every time she's out.
That is hysterical. How old is she now?
She turned 5, so she just started kindergarten.
Well, she's got good taste. I mean, you got to give her that.
Absolutely. And you know what? He's a great guy. I mean, just a heart of gold. And the tour, too, us being, you know, such good friends with Darius and becoming friends with Russell, and it's such a family out there. We have so much fun, and there's just this really easy camaraderie and friendship that just happened over the course of the summer. And it's just been a really special time.
Well, I was looking at a picture of you, and I don't know if it was Instagram, but you were walking out with the band and Darius, and I don't know if Russell was in it, but I'm thinking, she's always surrounded by men. It's only fair that you have all girls to go home to, you know?
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. You know, it's funny, every night on stage, I acknowledge that. I'm like, you know, I'm the only woman up on the stage all night long, and I take it seriously. Like, I say it kind of in jest, but it's like, I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, holding it down for all the girls there.
Right.
At the show. It's like all these songs about being strong women or getting your heart broken, or, you know, all of these songs are like, they're for y'all. And I just want to make sure that you know that.
We do.
And they're the only, you know, they're the majority of the only girls that I see all day long, because I am surrounded by guys.
Right. That's what I was thinking when I saw that picture. I mean, it was a cool picture.
Thank you so much. That's a beautiful reminder that I needed this morning.
Oh, good. While you're taking care of three little girls. Listen, I love, love, love your clothing line.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a big fan of boho looks anyway. So Labellum definitely has that in spades.
Thank you so much. We have, like, I'm having such a great time. I'm finding myself, the older I get, the more I kind of get to know myself in a way. I love being creative in different capacities, like, at the same time. I feel like the creativity in one space kind of, it inspires me in other spaces. And so that's honestly why I've had such a great time and have been so grateful for the opportunity to get into fashion and to clothing design, because it is such a fun side of my creative brain that I really am loving getting to use. And I'm so excited. I actually just was re-evaluating, like, the deck of what's coming next when I go back in November. And I am so excited.
Ooh.
Like just the comfiest, stylish, put together looks that I can't wait to show everybody.
And you get to showcase them every night on stage, which is cool.
I do, and off. That's the
and
thing,
off.
That's the coolest thing about Labellum that I'm like really wanting everybody to know is just you can be in any phase of life, you know, in going from your house to the grocery store to pick up your kids in the carpool line to a great dinner with your girlfriends. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of variety. So thank you for asking me about
that.
Of course. I'm really, really passionate about it.
You can tell. I love that. And we're passionate about coming to see you Saturday night, along with the rest of the guys in the band and Darius Rucker and Russell Dickerson, an incredible lineup. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, Hillary.
Oh, I'm happy to chat with you. And thanks so much for getting the word out about the show. It's going to be so much fun, and I look forward to seeing you there.
LiveNation.com. You got to be there.
Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll see you backstage.